In 2014, Washington's Medicaid program resumed covering dental care for adults. That was celebrated by advocates for the poor. But on Thursday, a panel of lawmakers will hear about ongoing challenges to that program. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
Dr. Eve Rutherford is a dentist in the town of Snohomish. She has about 30 Medicaid patients, and she plans to testify before the House Healthcare Committee. One of her chief concerns is long wait times to get authorization for dental procedures. She recalls a young mother who came to see her.
And she had severe gum disease, and all of her front teeth were infected and very loose.
At the time, Rutherford says it was taking Washington's healthcare authority up to 6 months to approve tooth extractions and replacements. She felt her patient, who also had diabetes, just couldn't wait.
Gum disease and diabetes are a very bad mix.
So Rutherford went ahead and extracted the 6 front teeth, and then she called in a favor from a friend who makes dentures. These days, the wait times are shorter, but Rutherford says her message to state lawmakers will be, it's great that Washington's Medicaid program covers adult dental care, but the program really needs some additional investments. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.